Fishermen and Alaska Native leaders opposed to the Pebble Mine project are in Washington, D.C., meeting with officials at the Environmental Protection Agency. They want the EPA to protect Bristol Bay, which could block the mining project. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Thomas Tilden is the chief of the Chilhoyung Tribal Council of Dillingham and advocates for Bristol Bay, which for him means fighting the proposed Pebble Mine. He says it could hurt the fish and other wild resources on which his tribe is dependent. Tilden's been fighting the proposed copper and gold mine for a while, but he says this week's trip to Washington, D.C. feels different.
We're doing less explaining and we're getting down to the details of what we think the solution is, and a lot of emphasis has been placed on that this particular trip.
The solution, according to Tilden, is to have the EPA step in now and forbid or restrict discharging mine waste into area waterways. It could do that through the Clean Water Act and a particular section called 404C. A few months ago, a half dozen federally recognized tribes and a fisherman's advocacy group wrote the EPA asking it to use the Clean Water Act to protect the region. Tilden says this particular regulation has only been used by the feds 12 times in nearly three decades.
It's a very unique tool that EPA has. And when you look at the 12 times that they've invoked 404C, it has been for protection of either habitat or species. And that's what we're talking about here. I really firmly believe that we're going to be the lucky 13.
Tilden says EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson's visit to Dillingham in July educated her and her staff about the area and the proposed mine. Another opponent of Pebble is Bob Waldrop, the executive director of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. He says they don't want to wait for Pebble Mine to start the permitting process and then react. Instead, the opponents want the EPA to act preemptively.
Once the applications start to appear, they will be permits for how things are developed, how big the culverts are, or how much pollution is permissible, which salmon streams we're going to impair. Those are all how questions. The first question we should be asking is whether.
Waldrop and his allies say the Clean Water Act's 404C process is the best way to talk about whether the area should have a mine. But John Shively, the CEO for Pebble Limited Partnership, which hopes to build the mine, says using the Clean Water Act would be premature and jumps ahead in the process.
We do not have a proposal. I mean, we're still working on getting a proposal. We think that there is a permitting process that, you know, that we should be allowed to go through, and when assuming we decide to go into that process, that's the appropriate time for EPA and other state and federal agencies, and there'll be a number of them, to take a look at the project.
Shively's group, hoping to build the mine, is a partnership between two mining companies. Pebble Partnership wrote the EPA saying they think the use of the Clean Water Act to prevent their project is wrong. Alaska's Governor Sean Parnell agrees, and he also wrote to the EPA that it should wait to weigh in until the permitting process starts. Parnell says otherwise it would waste agency time and resources, and he pledged to make sure any new development projects protect the resources of Bristol Bay. Pebble's John Shively warns that if the Obama administration makes a blanket ruling for the region, it could affect more than just the Pebble project.
If EPA is to look at this issue and make a designation, they have to look at something broader than just Pebble, because if there's a reason, for instance, not to put some kind of mine waste fill in, let's say, wetlands in that region, it's not just the Pebble area. It's the whole watershed, or actually two watersheds. So, you know, what's been asked for, I think, is a lot broader than people think. And that's another reason to wait to the permitting process, because if you get in the permitting process, then it will be just about Pebble.
But Bob Waldrop with the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association is optimistic the EPA listened this week as he and other mine opponents laid out their case. He hopes the Obama administration sees this as an opportunity to protect an area rather than fix it after the fact.
As somebody said, this is our last chance to do it right the first time. and maintain the complexity intact so that the system can reproduce itself rather than try and remediate our way back to an environmental healthy situation.
An EPA official said in a statement to APRN that it has not made a decision on whether to use the Clean Water Act to restrict or prohibit the mine and that it's reviewing its options. But she said the agency does have concerns about the Pebble Mine's potential impact to fisheries and the local environment. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.